Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Patriot Radio. Hey, this is Caleb Collier. I have joined you once again on the radio. So it's a pleasure to be with you for once again for a quick introduction on who I am. I am the host of Church and State Radio. Many of you are probably fans of that, since I know there's a lot of cross-pollination between the two radio shows. If you have not heard my show, you can listen to that on ACN at 10:30 Monday through Friday. You can also check out our Facebook page at Church and State 1776 and check out our website as well. We are on churchandstate.media. That is churchandstate.media, which is a work in progress, I got to tell you, if you go there, but you can definitely read up on myself and my co-host, Gabe Blomgren. I also am on a whole slew of different podcasts. So go to podcast and Spotify and all the other ones, wherever you get your podcast, just look up at Church and State or at Church and State 1776, and that should lead you to the proper podcast. I'm also the chief marketing officer for Understanding the Threat, which will come into play in a little bit as I continue talking. But it is a pleasure to be here once again. I always love hosting for Matt when he is unavailable. As most of you know, he is currently in Poland on a rescue mission. And despite what the mainstream media, especially the local mainstream media, is trying to project, the man is actually doing incredibly heroic work over there. And so I would welcome all of the audience to continue to pray for Pastor Matt Shea and his wife Victoria, as they are in the process of trying to get 62 children actually out of harm's way. They've already got them out of Ukraine. They are safe in Poland. But ultimately, we would love to see these children who are orphans adopted into the United States so that they could actually enjoy the American dream. I got to tell you something. I love when God makes you humble. And I just had this happen. So I was on Facebook. Apparently, I still use that platform, even though I probably shouldn't. But I posted on my page, hey, tune in to Patriot Radio at 4 p.m. I'll be on again hosting. Apparently, they're a glutton for punishment. You know, throwing a little shade in my direction. But I wrote gluten for punishment. So God has an incredible way of keeping you humble, you know, as I misspell a word. And it was pointed out to me by my wife, hey, what's a gluten for punishment? So, hey, all of you, all my friends out there that can't consume gluten, I guess I'm with you there. All right. So I love it. Anyway, hey, I'm going to talk a little bit about UTT, Understanding the Threat. And this is just a wonderful organization. And I don't just say that because I work there. But we really do have some incredible plans and how to combat enemies of a republic. And you got to understand that there is this axis of evil that is coming after the United States. They really want to destroy the West. They want to destroy our God-given freedoms. And typically what you'll see or you're here, and a lot of people are familiar with the term, the red-green axis. Well, in UTT, we actually call it the red-green-black axis. And why we do that is because you see actually this group that, while they may not have the same ideologies, they work together to bring down the West. And so you have the Marxists, you have the jihadists, and you have the globalists. Now, all these organizations will use each other, and they're not necessarily friendly. And perhaps one of the best examples of this is, you know, the American left, who is obviously really pushing that homosexual and LGBTQ plus whatever agenda, and yet they will defend Islam to their dying breath. And if you get in an Islamic country, you can clearly see that homosexuals are thrown from roofs and stoned because Islam is very anti-gay. But these organizations will use each other because the common enemy is the so-called Great Satan, which is the United States, or the Little Satan, which is Israel. So we've developed this plan. It's a campaign plan for victory. And what we do is give me any issue that you're passionate about. Because what we have found is people that are passionate about a certain subject will work like a dog in order to push what they're passionate about. So if I come to you and I ask you, what are you passionate about? I might hear things like abortion, or I might hear Second Amendment, or maybe vaccine mandates. And if I tell you, okay, that's really good, but what we need to be working on together right now, all patriots across the United States, is trade deals. Well, I can assume that your shoulders are going to drop. Trade deals. Why do I have to work on trade deals? I don't know anything about that. Well, here's some literature and you can study up on it. And this is what we're doing, a unified front. The reality is that's not going to work. We want, in UTT, we want you to work on what you're passionate about. What we are doing is we will make you 1,000 times better at what you're passionate about. We will come in and we will teach you all sorts of different techniques designed to make you so much more effective as you combat your local, and that's very key, your local players that are working against our country. So if you're interested in something like that, if you're interested in our course is called Into Action, it's actually 3 days where we come to you, wherever you may be. Now there's a fee associated with it, and you can contact me if you're interested. But at that Into Action, it's a 3-day extensive course in teaching you everything you need to know about your enemy. So why don't we go after these people? Because I guarantee you something. These individuals are mapping you out. They know their enemy. Antifa, BLM, these communist agitators, the jihadists, they know who you are. They know the local patriot community. They know who you eat with. They know who you talk with. We don't know anything about ours. Let's change that. Everything we do is constitutional. Everything we do is legal. We're never going to ask you to break the law. Everything is decentralized. We train you, but you don't work for UTT. You're not one of our teams. You're an independent team that has been trained up in how to combat enemies of the Republic. Now, UTT continues to do amazing things throughout the country. Our current vice president and COO of UTT is actually running for Congress right now in Oklahoma, his home state. Now, this is an individual that's been a state legislator for years. He's currently the Oklahoma GOP chair. Now, that in itself is incredible. Typically, and most fans of this show and my show as well know that the establishment GOP is one of the problems. I mean, you want to make sure that you never get anything done? Go work around the establishment GOP. But this individual, John Bennett, is the current GOP chair. He's actually getting things done. He's actually hunting rhinos and he's kicking them out left and right. Pun intended. And now he's running for Congress. This is an individual who knows the threats that we currently face in this country. He's one of the good guys. He's one of the people that could come in there like Thomas Massie and actually do wonderful things. So go check out his website. Just look up John Bennett, Oklahoma congressman. You'll be able to check him out, donate to him, support him as he runs to actually try to change things, even at the federal level, which is about as corrupt as we can possibly get. Other news about UTT, Chief Marketing Officer Caleb Collier. Yeah, that's me. Launched a joint effort with Banners for Freedom. And if you're interested in Banners for Freedom, Gabe and I actually interviewed them today on Church and State. So you can actually go to our Facebook page at Church and State 1776. Or I believe that's actually going to air tomorrow. Hopefully that's right, Travis. And you can check out what they're doing. But these individuals literally heard from the Lord to start putting up banners. They got billboards all over the country now. They have a billboard in Times Square, literally with the VAERS information. Now that's the vaccine data. All the individuals who've been hurt or killed by the vaccines. And it's only about 1% that's actually reported. 1%, and still, we're in the millions. Millions of individuals who have been damaged by vaccines. They've put this up, but they've partnered with us as well because they believe in the work that UTT is doing. They put us up on billboards, free of charge. These people are in it for the right reasons. They're in it to win back this country. So go check out Banners for Freedom. You can actually go to UTT and go over to the blog spot. You can check out some of these billboards that have gone up with our emblem on there, with our logo. And you can see that they're trying to defeat the mandates. They're trying to win back this country against unconstitutional edicts, like mandating what gets injected into your body or the bodies of your children. Now, our UTT president and CEO, John Guandolo, is actually going to be over at the Reawaken America Tours. And I can tell you from experience, these Reawaken America Tours are absolutely fabulous. They have the who's who within the conservative movement that are coming in here and speaking. Gabe and I just had the opportunity to go to the San Diego one where we were actually able to report as church and state. We had interviews with some of the big name people, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Ann Vandersteel. These are just incredible people that we got to sit down with and talk about what's going on with this country, the fights that they're currently engaged in. Well, John's going to be at a number of these Reawaken America tours. Go check them out with Clay Clark, Reawaken America Tour. Find the website and see if you can go to one of these. Now, I know one's actually coming to Salem, Oregon, so you could actually head down there. But John's going to be over at the Myrtle Beach and Virginia Beach events. So if you're able to get over there to the East Coast, please join us for these Reawaken America tours. Let's get into a little bit of the current news here. And I want to preface this by saying, I'm not trying to come out as a negative naysayer or anything like that. What I'm trying to do here is reveal truth. And now I know that emotions are running high in the Russian-Ukrainian conflict. I understand that. But there's a lot that needs to be discussed here. There's a lot of issues that people just aren't discussing. I mean, the same people that were going around and they were talking about how they rejected the COVID narrative, how they rejected this idea that America is racist to its core. They were rejecting this idea of Black Lives Matter. Well, of course they matter. All lives matter. They were rejecting that mainstream narrative. They were rejecting the Russia collusion. Remember that? Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. Remember all of the talking heads that were bringing that up constantly? Remember the January 6th so-called insurrection, where peaceful patriots marched on the Capitol and a few bad players, and a lot of them were, by the way, false flag operators. Remember when the mainstream media was talking about these domestic terrorists who truly only wanted to defend our country, attacked the Capitol? And we all rejected it. We saw it for what it was. And now, so many people are jumping on this bandwagon of support Ukraine against evil Putin. Look, Putin's not a good guy. I'm never going to defend his actions. But there's a whole lot more that's going on around here. Okay, Ukraine is fully in the grip of the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab, that guy, Dr. Evil? Yeah, he has so much power within the Ukrainian government. George Soros, another candidate for Dr. Evil, has so much power, so many ties to the Ukrainian government. Money laundering, all these different things that are occurring within that government. We've got the Department of Defense and the funeral homes and insurance company and other resources are actually revealing that the coronavirus vaccine is killing more people than is being reported. Where did Dr. Fauci go? He's not even in the news anymore. Why? Because more than anything else, they had to change the narrative. The truth was starting to come out about COVID-19. The truth is coming out about the vaccines and how many people it's killing and maiming. Change the narrative. It's the magician's trick. Get everybody talking about Ukraine. Get everybody talking about what's going on and how Russia is invading this wonderful democracy. Well, number one, we don't support democracies. Number two, according to our founding fathers, we don't go searching abroad for monsters to fight. We got plenty of monsters here in the United States. We got plenty of problems here. Look it around. Look at everything that is occurring in this country. You trust our president? You trust his administration? You trust the Federal Reserve? You think our currency is safe? Americans, we need to wake up. We need to wake up to the fact that this country could be brought to its knees so very quickly. All while we're distracted by what's going on in a foreign country. I, for one, want to see a return to this beautiful constitutional republic where our Constitution actually means what it says. That it's not this document that evolves over time. That when the founders said that our government should be limited, it means just that. When we look around at all the different agencies that have been created over the years that literally eat out our substance, that this should not be allowed, and Americans should come together and read a document that is so tiny, is so thin, that it could be read in a couple of hours, read and fully understood in a couple of hours. And yet we're distracted. You remember that the Ukrainian government actually colluded with the U.S. Democrat Party to remove sitting President Donald Trump. Remember all of that? The illegal business deals with Hunter Biden? You remember his laptop? You remember everything that was on that? All these pictures Hunter Biden passed out with a crack pipe. How much money they were laundering through that. How many Democrats have had their children working in the country of Ukraine, having these choice jobs where they barely had to work. But the spy agencies within these different countries, well, they make sure to keep tabs on these kids. They make sure to get pictures of these kids doing awful things, because then they can control them. You remember all of that? And yet, we're buying the narrative. We're buying the narrative from the media, from Republicans and Democrats alike, who are telling us we need to defend Ukraine at all costs. Well, that's just simply not true. There are atrocities that are occurring. Over 600 Ukrainians, by last count, have lost their lives, and that is a tragedy. But once again, we cannot be distracted from what's really going on in this country. No matter what the distraction is, no matter if it's a pandemic, a war, an endless war, or communists marching through the streets of America, burning down cities in mostly peaceful protests, we cannot be distracted by what we really need to do in this country. And that's number one, a return to the Lord of Jesus Christ, who is the only salvation. And number two, a defense of our God-given rights, our liberties that we were created with from the beginning of time. God created us in His image. We are to be free. And you can only serve one of two masters. In the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, George Soros, all these individuals, they serve Lucifer. And because of that, they want to restrict, remove, and reduce your liberties. They want to trample all over God's creation. And we simply cannot allow that to happen. You want examples of what's going on here? Currently in Ukraine, Zelensky has suspended 11 opposition parties, becoming head of a one-party state. Now, does that sound like democracy to you? Does that sound like a country that loves and cherishes freedom? Suspended all 11 parties. And you might say, Caleb, you know, some of these parties that he suspended, well, they're socialists. They're obviously colluding with Russia. Not always the case. Not always the case at all. In fact, the largest one is the Opposition Platform for Life. Well, that doesn't sound too socialist to me. No, in fact, they are staunch defenders of Ukrainian sovereignty. Staunch supporters. So much so that they removed somebody from their own party who actually came out in support of the invasion. These individuals, it's the second largest party in Ukraine, and it's particularly popular in eastern Ukraine. Suspended. It's become a dictatorship, where even if you agree with the current actions by the government, your party is still suspended. That's not freedom. You could say it actually maybe is democracy because it's the tyranny of the majority. But in reality, it's one man, a puppet, who's been put into place by the globalists to push their agenda. And I'll tell you something else. We got to be real careful because there's a lot of people that are calling right now. They're saying, well, we got to give them all the aid that we possibly can. All of the aid. Well, clearly, those people don't understand the Constitution because the Constitution doesn't allow for that. Hey, Joe Biden is currently talking about no-fly zones. That amounts to a declaration of war. And according to the Constitution, only Congress can declare war. So Joe Biden has no authority. I mean, make the argument he has no authority anyway, but he has no authority to declare a war on another country. Why? Because the founding fathers wanted to make sure that one man wasn't responsible for getting us involved in wars all across the world. No, that it would be a legislative body who could debate and discuss and ultimately vote on whether or not this would be a war that America should actually engage in. The 10th Amendment is clear. It says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, when the Biden administration is talking about sending millions and millions of dollars in aid over to Ukraine, that's not a power that he possesses. That is a power that either falls to the states or to the people. And you can make the claim that I'm coming off as cold. But the reality is this. Christians all across this world understand that it is the individual who is responsible for taking care of their fellow man. It is the individual who is charged by the Bible to take care of widows and orphans, which is exactly what Pastor Matt Shea is doing. He didn't wait on the government. He went over there independently to care for widows and orphans. And that's what we should be doing. Look, if in your heart, you disagree with what I'm saying, and you want to assist the Ukrainians in their fight against Russia, then you, the individual, have the responsibility to listen to your heart and help. Help financially. But don't tax me in order to help something that I don't necessarily agree with. Don't tax me over issues that perhaps I find to be fundamentally in opposition to my faith. Think abortion, ladies and gentlemen. You currently are taxed to fund abortion, and you don't agree with it, but you have no say in the matter, according to the new bureaucracy that's been created in these United States. This is what it comes down to. No matter how you weigh the issues, good or bad, you still don't have the right to forcibly take my money that I work so diligently hard for. You don't have the right to take that and to give that asset to somebody who you view as less fortunate. And it's something that I think we should all be able to agree on. That we don't engage in theft because the Bible tells us to not steal. And what else is taxation? What else are you going to call taxation other than theft? It doesn't matter if it's a lone criminal out on the street or the federal government with the whole weight of all the different alphabet agencies that they've developed that's coming and taking your hard-earned cash. I, I'm actually going to quote our founder, and anyone who knows me knows that I enjoy dabbling in the controversial because it sells. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but when you hear something that's controversial, it sticks in your mind. So our founder, John Guandolo, I love him to death. And he says some things that I just applaud. This is what he says about the current Ukrainian-Russian conflict. And I quote, "So if there are patriots out there who still think what's going on in the Ukraine is a random act of violence being perpetrated by the most evil man in the world has ever known, and the Ukrainian government is a freedom-loving victim in all of this, which compels you to get behind them, you may want to put your crack pipe down," in reference to Hunter Biden, "take a deep breath, and join the rest of us patriots at the adult table when you are ready." Now look, that may be offensive. Boy, there's a whole lot of truth in that statement. We should be able to talk about what's going on without having the mainstream narrative bashed over our heads. There's a lot of risk in what's going on right now. You currently see people that are boycotting Russian businesses in the United States simply because they're Russian. And the vast majority of these people came from communist Russia for a better life here in the United States. And they love America. Love it. Some of the most hardcore patriots that I've ever talked to are Russian Americans. Because they've seen the other side. And they know and love what America has to offer. Look, there are many times throughout our history, our world history, where certain classes of people or ethnic groups have been demonized. Most of the time, if you look back in our history, it doesn't end very well. And so before I bring on our guest, I'd like to just say these few words of caution. Don't become so enamored with a false narrative that you dehumanize a people group to where perhaps you view them as less than human, or all people in this class are evil. Because that's when genocide occurs. We cannot allow genocide to occur in this beautiful country that we call home. You've already seen it with the left. They have demonized patriots. They have demonized Christians. We are the enemies of the deep state. Don't fall into their false narrative. Keep your eye on Jesus Christ. Keep your eye on the Constitution, because these are two truths that will never fail you. All right, and with that, it is time to bring on our guest. And it is a real pleasure, actually. I don't believe I've ever had the opportunity to speak to Larry Klayman, but he is the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. He's known for his strong public interest, advocacy, and furtherance of ethics in government. Oh, that'll be a fun subject to talk about. And individual freedoms and liberties. He's got a whole slew of different things that he has accomplished throughout his long career, speaks multiple languages, and is the author of two books as well. And one of these I love, Horrors, Why and How I Came to Fight the Establishment. That's a great title. So with that, Larry, I hope you're with us. I am looking forward to the interview.
Me too. My honor.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, it's not my show, though. It is Matt's show. I want to make sure that we are clear about that one, but it is definitely a pleasure to have you on Patriot Radio.
Well, yeah, I listen to Patriot Radio myself. I'll give you a little plug.
Oh, there we go. Excellent. All right. So, Larry, you are the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, and you've been doing incredible work in combating overreach by government for many, many years.
Well, that's right. And I wrote about it. You made reference to it. The book Horrors, I wasn't talking about the girls on Las Vegas Boulevard. I once sent a copy to Sheldon Adelson, his secretary, asked me what it was about. I was talking about political whores, and it was Ronald Reagan who said the second oldest profession gives the first oldest profession a bad name, or perhaps Mark Twain, who said the difference between prostitutes and lawyers is that you actually get something of value from the prostitutes. So that's what it meant. It meant political whores, judicial whores, and other whores. But fast forward, because I wrote that book in 2009, is that the country sank to new lows in terms of ethics and morality. You know, it was John Adams who said, without ethics, morality, and religion, doesn't matter how many times you change your rulers or forms of government, there will not be a lasting liberty. And we've seen that, particularly in recent years. So my latest book, which is a sequel to one that I wrote last year, is called It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. And I have concrete suggestions on how we can wage a peaceful and legal revolution beyond just protesting and boycotting. Things like citizens' grand juries, citizens' trials, Third Continental Congress to declare independence. It was our second Continental Congress that did it the first time. I think we need a new government, not a new nation. Is that both political parties have failed us. Of course, the Democrats have become pure evil. You know, they've become socialist, communist, atheists, and radicals of every variety, and the Republicans have become a money laundering operation. How many emails are you getting each day asking for money? And then when they get power, what do? They never balanced Obamacare, balanced the budget. They never reformed Obamacare. They didn't give us the clarion call in Afghanistan or Ukraine. You know, they're basically there just to acquire power. So I am a Republican. I haven't had time to quit. But the fact is that we need a new government. And that's what the book is about.
Oh, it sounds like a fascinating subject matter. You know, I was talking a little bit about the organization that I work for, Understanding the Threat. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with what we do, but we are working towards a similar goal of we do need a new government. And the best way to start is truly at that local level.
It is. But remember what it says in our Declaration of Independence. This is really important. And I'm paraphrasing. When in the course of human events, sovereign, the rulers, no longer represent the people. Under the laws of nature and nature's God, not the law of the state, not the law of the king, that the people have a right to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. And the problem with starting at a local level is that we're going to have to deal with a pre-existing government structure. I think we need a new government structure. I think we need to take our capital out of Washington, D.C. It's become so corrupt. You know, and I spent almost 30 years there. I still have to go back from time to time because, you know, I have to go to the courts and things like that. There's just an odor to it. I look at the buildings, and it's very sad. It's like there's nothing in the buildings that's representing the American people. And, of course, today we saw the confirmation hearings of Ketanji Brown Jackson, who I've appeared in front of. The woman, she may be a nice woman, and she's articulate, but she's not real smart. And when I was in front of her a few years ago, she didn't even really know what the Freedom of Information Act was. These people get on the bench through political campaign contributions and other forms of legalized and otherwise bribery. They become the vassals, the yes men and women of the special interest of the lobbyists and others. And even President Trump didn't know who he was appointing. And we saw that in the last election. He couldn't even get a fair hearing from his own judges and his justices on the Supreme Court. So the book is dedicated to Jefferson. It fits into what we're talking about, is that Jefferson was against Article III federal judges and Supreme Court justices, unelected, unaccountable to the people. And he thought that would cause them to become despots and tyrants, which they have, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again every 20 years or so. He didn't want to see violence, either do I, either do you. But without judges to protect us from the tyranny of the other two branches of government and ourselves, we are left defenseless. And that's what I write about, because we do need a new government. We need judges who are elected, not appointed for life, with campaign contributions and other forms of bribery. And we need an honest legislature, and we need to clean out the deep state. I think the government is at the point where it's on stage four, terminal. And I say, pull the plug and let's start anew.
Yeah, and you know, perhaps, you know, one of the routes that, that we could take as Americans is, you know, the Constitution is clear that the justices, they are to serve, while it is a life appointment, they are to serve during times of good behavior. And I would make the argument that any judge who is not adhering to the Constitution is not actually engaging in good behavior. But I would agree with you that we absolutely should have elected justices, because typically what we see out of these individuals is it's an oligarchy. It's these individuals that are engaging in tyranny through their nine members. Now, I do have a question. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and not just elected judges, but elected cabinet secretaries or ministers of each cabinet. We need to make the people involved in what's going on, because we get these political hacks in there. I mean, look at Pete Buttigieg. There's a perfect example. Is that the transportation system is falling apart. He's off with his wife, quote unquote, posing for pictures with kids that he had, surrogate kids, for 3 weeks, as our delivery system and our transportation system has collapsed. He's not accountable to the people. Nobody can touch him. He's still running for president, in effect. And you can't have something like that. So the American people need to take control of their own lives. And it's not. And you can see the consequence.
And you know, meanwhile,
he's a 6-part plan. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. And I was just going to comment on, you know, the individual here, you know, Buttigieg. He's an individual who is so just out of touch with the American public. When they question him about the high prices of gasoline, he gives basically a quote of let them eat cake. You know, well, if gasoline is too high, then just go buy an electric vehicle. Sure, because I've got $60,000 in my back pocket.
Well, yeah. And, you know, let me just say this. As I say in the first chapters of my book, It Takes a Counter Revolution, I know I'm pushing it, but I want people to read it, is that the left has a 6-part plan to destroy this country. Number one, take total control over the American people using COVID-19, institute a virtual dictatorship. Secondly, quell all dissent as to what the left is doing with their stooges, Biden and Harris, using the FBI, my once proud alma mater, the Justice Department, as a Gestapo. Three, dump trillions of dollars into the economy so people don't want to work and create rising inflation to destroy capitalism. Four, create violent crime by not enforcing the laws that we have and disparaging, assaulting, attacking, and even killing police and doing nothing about it. Five, destroy Judeo-Christian values. And this gets back to Buttigieg. Okay, Buttigieg has a right to be whatever sexual persuasion he wants, and he should be respected. But don't push it on other people. Don't push it on kids. And don't push transsexualism and transgenderism on kids. You know, in some states in this country, like Washington State, a kid can get a sex change operation without even telling his parents or her parents. And, you know, that just destroys the concept of our values. And then, of course, destruction of our borders, allowing drug traffickers and human traffickers and drugs across the border, notwithstanding terrorists. And last but not least, our military. And you can see what shape that's in right now after Afghanistan. And then we've got a president that won't even stand up for fellow Christians and Jews in Ukraine. And, you know, and Putin walks all over him to the point that we're on the verge of a third world war if we're not already in one. So we're between a rock and a hard place. We have a destroyed domestic, system. You know, it includes the economy. And now we've got the prospect of a war overseas that's going to multiply. You can see the shape that we're in. It's time that we have a new government. And it's time also that we enforce the laws ourselves. We did that in the Old West. We have the right to do it. Justice Antonin Scalia in 1992 ruled in a case, United States versus Williams, for the Supreme Court, the majority, that the grand jury belongs to the American people, not the three branches of government. And we at Freedom Watch have gotten the indictment of Biden and Hunter Biden and others before a citizen's grand jury, and we're going to be trying them in April for bribery. Want to know why Biden is soft on Putin? Want to know why Biden's soft on China? Well, he was bribed through Hunter. It's not even a dispute anymore. Even the New York Times recognizes that what the evidence that's found on Hunter Biden's laptop is real. And then there's Tony Bobulinski, who came forward, who testified that Biden was going to get a 10% cut. And his daughter, who sent emails saying, you know, I want to get some of this like dad is. So you can't let this privileged class get away with it, and the American people were left behind, and this country is on the verge of destruction, both domestically and internationally.
Yeah, you know, the New York Times, you got to question when they come out and literally throw Hunter Biden under the bus, and this is obviously one of the largest propaganda wings of our current, you know, bureaucratic nightmare that we have. You got to kind of wonder what the agenda is there. Are they just realizing that they cannot protect this individual anymore? Or are they just going to cut him off and so that they can continue with their plans? Well, we've certainly seen things like that happen before. I did have a question. Well, you know, I wanted to return back.
You're right. Let me just add one point. Yeah. The left wants Biden gone because he's incompetent, he's feeble, he's brain dead, and he's not serving their agenda because they know they're going to be thrown out. But the problem is that you bring the Republicans in, and they don't do anything anyway, and we're stuck, even with the midterms, for Biden for another 3 years, or Kamala Harris or somebody else. Yeah, they want him gone. They want him gone. He's an embarrassment to them, and he's destroying, you know, their socialist, communist, atheist push.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. So in regards to taking over our government, taking it back, basically, is probably the better way of putting it. Do you suggest that we start at the state level? Is that kind of your game plan? I'm very curious because, as you pointed out, you know, the Democrats are obviously engaging in total evil. The Republicans are really out for their own interest and benefit and trying to make as much money as they possibly can. So how do we get good individuals into these positions so that we can retake our government?
Well, we have to get good individuals in there by ourselves. We had a Third Continental Congress, which is continuing in Philadelphia, to debate declaring independence, which our delegates will debate. You can see it at freedomwatchusa.org. We need to nominate good people. DeSantis in Florida may be somewhere, okay, despite the fact that he's a Republican. And we need new political parties that are, need to create competition. We have no competition. It's offensive when you hear people on Fox News saying, oh, well, the Republicans are going to take over. Well, what have they done? I mean, I ran for the U.S. Senate in Florida as a Republican, as a true Republican, as a Jeffersonian Republican. But these are not Republicans. These are people that just want power, and they want money. And so consequently, we need competition. I'm forming a new American Independence Party separately from Freedom Watch. And there should be more political parties and put up good leaders like Washington, like Adams, like Jefferson, like Teddy Roosevelt, like Abraham Lincoln, like Ronald Reagan, whoever. There are some good people out there, but the people that are in control right now are not. And look at, you know, the flip side of the coin. You got Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, very dishonest people to the core. You've got a president who's brain dead. You've got a cackling witch of a vice president who talks to us like we're five-year-olds and doesn't know what she's doing. And then on the other side, you got Mitch McConnell, who, much like Biden, you know, got money under the table from China through his wife, Elaine Chao. And you got Kevin McCarthy. Here's a guy who isn't a great intellect either, who, when they were investigating Hillary Clinton for Benghazi, said, oh, we're just doing a political hit on her. He was a second-ranking member of the House. You know, and then he's advertising, now just vote for us and everything will be well. It won't. Biden's still going to be there, or Kamala Harris is still going to be there. They can veto anything the Republicans do. We can't survive, or Democrats do. We can't survive another 3 years. We can't.
Yeah, and I mean,
something's got to give.
I love the idea of you know, other parties, because this you know, left wing, right wing, same bird, you know, that's truly what we have with the Democrats and Republicans. And I'm a proud member of the Constitution Party, but what I've found is that there's so many people, they just say, well, we got to vote for the lesser of two evils, which is obviously wrong, and I've stood on my soapbox more times than I can recall in that, you know, if you vote for the lesser of two evils, you're still getting evil. It really doesn't matter. But we still are caught in this, you know, left. No, we got to vote for the left, and then 4 years later, we got to vote for the right. How do we get, you know, other parties, libertarian, constitution, you know, other parties that need to emerge? How do we get them to where people will actually support these candidates?
It was a small group of people, you know, in the days leading up to July 4, 1776, who, you know, coalesced the rest of the colonialists with their ideas. Thomas Paine, a pamphleteer, writings of Jefferson, of Adams, of others, Patrick Henry, people like that. The strength of our ideas, that people are at the point where they can't take it anymore. That's what happened on January 6th. That's the first manifestation of violent revolution. It wasn't violent at all. 90% of the people were quite not violent. Of course, our so-called government is putting them down so they don't rise again. But the people recognized just how corrupt the government was. And the flashpoint was that whether or not Trump was the victim of fraud or not, and I believe he probably was, or gross election regularities, he couldn't even get a hearing from his own Supreme Court justices because they're part of the crowd. They're part of the establishment. They want to go to the parties in Georgetown. They don't want to stick their neck out for him. They got what they wanted. They're on the Supreme Court. They're not going to pay him back. But it's not a question of paying him back. It's a question of doing the will of the people. And they didn't do it. And consequently, we're at the point where the American people, and if you're watching TV, and I might add the irony here is the Communist News Network, CNN, actually has better coverage of Ukraine than Fox. You know, I can't watch Tucker Carlson or even quoting him in Moscow for Putin. But the fact is that the world's about ready to explode. We are in World War III already, and it's going to get worse. So we better get people in there quick that represent us, not their own interests. And, you know, Biden, when he says, well, you know, we're not going to do anything, we'll just let the Ukrainians be slaughtered, that's in effect what he's saying. He's basically saying, I don't want to pay a political price for any American that's killed, or for that matter, anyone else, much like Afghanistan. But you know what? The lessons of history tell you, you know, it's Ukraine today, it's Poland, it's Lithuania, it's Estonia tomorrow, it's in Western Europe, and then it's us, and then it's Taiwan. And it's not going to stop. And we should have learned our lesson in World War II when we sat around and watched the Holocaust happened. Roosevelt knew it was going on. He didn't let the American people know. There's going to be massive slaughter in Ukraine unless we step in and destroy this cancer now. That's my opinion. And we've got a cancer growing in this country. And it's a very serious cancer.
I would certainly agree. We do have quite the cancer, and you know, we don't coexist with cancer. You know, when a doctor tells us you've got cancer, you don't say, all right, I think I can live with that. No, obviously, you extract every single part of that cancerous growth so that you can ultimately live. I do find actually a lot of hope in what you're saying, because quoting from the Declaration, we're talking about Jefferson. So, you know, he said this: mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Now, what I can see is, you know, with everything that's befalling America, people are starting to wake up. And I've seen that in particular with the COVID so-called pandemic. People that I never thought would actually get into the streets and combat, this unconstitutional edicts that they were issuing in each individual state, I saw people getting involved. And so it has reached a point, in my opinion, to where there are a lot more Americans that are actually willing and see a need to actually change our government, to actually oppose this great evil in our country.
No, you're absolutely right. It is a very positive sign. Look at the truckers in Canada, the truckers that went to Washington. Of course, they were drowned out because of what's going on in Ukraine right now. But the people have had it. And we need to educate the American people. I don't want to see violence. Jefferson predicted it. If we're not successful by taking our legal system back, by fine-tuning our Constitution to get judges who are elected and not appointed for life with campaign contributions and other forms of bribery, judges that will stand in the stead for the American people, and if we don't instill Judeo-Christian values into this country and oppose those who are trying to destroy everything that God believes in. I mean, do you believe, I don't know if you believe in God or not, I don't mean to ask you that, but anyone who believes in God cannot honestly think that he's not reacting to what he's seen. And when you kill hundreds of millions of babies in abortion mills, when you destroy the distinction between man and woman, which he created, you think he's just sitting around playing patty cakes?
God will not be mocked.
Yeah, I think a lot of what we're going through is not the devil. It's the God sending us a warning like he did, you know, the Egyptians when he sent the plague. and he killed the firstborn son of each Egyptian family, and then Moses, you know, was set free with the Hebrew people. The problem is, it took Moses 40 years to find the promised land. We don't have 40 years. We have maybe months at best. So that's why I wrote this book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. You know, and I have people in my own family who say to me, Larry, you know, you're 70 years old now. Hopefully I don't look that. I don't feel that. Why don't you just retire? Republicans do it. Republicans haven't done squat. They're not going to save us. And Donald Trump, as much as I liked him and as much as I supported him, we were, in fact, like his law firm at Freedom Watch in many ways. We brought cases that tried to help him. He's not the political messiah. There's only one messiah. And even if he had been reelected, he would have only been there for 4 years. The downward slide would have continued. And we have to do it for ourselves. So I'm saying, wake up, Americans. You know, get out of your funk, which is where people are today. And most people don't understand the seriousness of what's going on in Ukraine. I go around and I'm asking people what they think. You know, I'm curious to get their reaction. Either A, they don't want to talk about it, or B, they don't know much about it. But this is really serious what's going on over there. And, you know, Putin, who is a modern-day Hitler, is just walking all over Biden and the Europeans, and the Ukrainians are dying. I think more people may die over there than even died under Hitler in World War II. They got 41 million people. And this guy's pummeling the entire country with even hypersonic weapons now, probably tactical nuclear weapons to follow shortly, which will then spread. So if people don't think that they're in trouble right now, I don't want to be an alarmist just for the sake thereof, but someone's got to be the Paul Revere here and give the people the facts of life. And the facts of life don't look real good right now.
No, I do agree with that for sure. I was only a lowly city councilman. When I ran, I actually faced more opposition from the Republican Party than anything else. They were actually the ones that engineered a Democrat hiding as a Republican to take me out of office. And so when I see what you're writing about, and I do agree that we need that counter-revolution, and you've been really going at it against the Republicans here. I find that the corruption, the bureaucracy, is not just in these appointed positions, but it's also within the two political parties, because it just trickles down. Is you've got Congress people that are funneling money into their local Republican parties, and they're making sure that their people are the ones that that are these chairpersons and secretaries and whatnot. They have the power, and they are making sure that even at the small local level, even at a lowly city council position, you're going to face incredible opposition because they never want to change that status quo.
Well, you know, you're always angrier at people in your own family in many ways, you know, because they want them to live to a higher standard than the rest. We know who the Democrats are. We know that they're socialists, communists, atheists, radical Muslims, radical blacks, radical members of the Marxian Jewish left, and I'm a Jewish Christian. Members of the radical feminist movement, of gay, lesbian, and transgender, transsexual. Most people in these groups are decent people and good people, but the radicals are destroying this country. But the Republicans are a fraud. You know, they just tell you, hey, we're gonna solve everything here, just vote for us. Well, there's a reason we have Biden and Harris. That's why we have, because it was a reaction to them not doing their job. And I'm more angry at the Republicans because they pretend to be something they're not. That's why you're hearing this from me.
No, I would agree. They are really controlled opposition, and they're designed to lose. Larry, we've only got a few minutes left, really about 2 minutes left here, but I wanted to make sure that you were able to, you know, definitely plug your book again, your websites, and whatever else that you'd like to talk about in these last closing minutes.
Well, I'd like people to read my book. You can get it at freedomwatchusa.org, or another group that I founded with Sheriff Joe Arpaio to protect the police, americasheriff.org, or online at Amazon or any of the booksellers. But I'd like people to come back to me with any suggestions they may have. And my email is L as in Larry, E as in Elliot, Klayman, K-L-A-Y-M-A-N, @gmail.com. Because we need to hang together, as Benjamin Franklin said, or together we'll hang separately. So that's where we are today, is the American people need to rise up, and we need to do it for ourselves. We need to wake up and just not sit around and watch Sean Hannity and say, well, I've been entertained and that's enough. Not enough.
Yeah, amen to that.
Our country. Yeah, if you care about your kids and grandkids and you're in retirement and you do nothing, you're just as guilty as the people who are working to destroy this country. And if you're young or you're middle-aged and you do nothing, you're going to have nothing left. And you're going to be living in a virtual hell.
Yeah, now is the time for us to get active. As Americans, as Christians, as patriots, we need to get active. We need to get involved. Whatever that looks like, take whatever you're passionate about and get involved. And I guarantee you that you are going to be so rewarded by your actions. Not only, you know, when we're looking at, you know, the Christian perspective, you know, building treasures in heaven, but truly you're going to see your life come alive, your relationship with your wife, with your children. All of that will improve because you'll be working on something that you are truly passionate about.
Yeah, and put your faith in God. Is that God will help us if we help ourselves. But if we sit there and do nothing, we're going to go the way of many other ancient civilizations.
Yeah, the fate of republics, they don't always last all that long. And typically 250 years is about the max that we've seen them actually survive. And we're getting real close.
We've only lasted three lifetimes so far. Three, given the fact people live into their 80s these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got a lot of work to do. I hope people will read my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. It's a little different than Mark Levin's. I bought Mark's. It's good. But I give much hard-hitting solutions. We have to take risks. Boycotting and protesting, as Mark suggests, is not enough. And I have specific ways that we can try to save this country.
Excellent. All right. Well, everyone, go to freedomwatchusa.org. Larry, we really appreciated your time on Patriot Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure and my honor.
All right. Take care, sir.
You too.
And just to close, I believe we're already off of terrestrial radio. It has been an absolute pleasure to join you here on Patriot Radio. Remember, I am Caleb Collier. I host Church and State Radio. Please go check us out, churchandstate.media. And also look at Understanding the Threat as well, understandingthreat.com. So thank you for your time.